Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. And thank you for coming to All About Real Estate with Tiki Williams. I hope everyone is having a fabulous Tuesday. And on tonight, we have a very special guest that's going to be bringing us some great information. And I know you guys will be super excited about him. His name is Mr. Thomas Frazier, also known as Sammy. And he is the founder of 4U Clean Air. So he is going to be bringing us a lot of great information about the air that we breathe, what's in the air that we breathe and how we can help improve the air that we breathe. But I also want to give you a little more background about him as well. He is a very versed individual, comes with a lot of great knowledge and background. He has been an entrepreneur since he was the age of 7. He's been making multiple streams of income. Now, that's phenomenal at the age of 7. He has been very influential in different programs in New York, starting with the school district. He's helped with the Harlem Business Outreach Center, Citizens Action for Safer Harlem. I mean, he has been in a little bit of everything, and he has touched many lives by all of his great work. So I would like to go ahead and get him started on tonight so we can talk about this clean air and how important it is for us to have clean air. So let's welcome Mr. Sammy to the stage.
Good evening. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Kiki.
You're welcome.
Well, I've been in this business. I've been an entrepreneur all my life, like she said. I'll give you a little hit. Well, she gave you the history, so I don't have to go through that. But what happened was that we drink 3,000 gallons of air a day. Some people 4,000. Now, I want to ask you, if you took a glass of polluted water, would you drink it? Answer is probably no.
No,
still,
I wouldn't.
But yet and still, we drink 3,000 gallons of polluted air every day. And many people don't know that this has a phenomenal effect on your body. And almost 79 to 90% of the homes in the United States have a water damage problem. And that water damage, it brings on the mold. And it's a silent killer because you can't smell it, you can't touch it, you can't feel it, you know. And what's making it so bringing it to the forefront has been this COVID-19. And COVID-19 is now making everybody be aware of the air that they breathe, you know. And COVID-19, it does not kill as much people as the mold. The mold is killing 7 million people a year, okay? And so when you look at it, you're saying, yes, COVID-19 is getting all the play, but you got to thank God for COVID-19, and I'm not saying it, I'm saying it in a derogatory way. And because it brought light to this problem that we have, you know. And the thing about it is it's under the radar. In other words, even with, you know, they talk about the infrastructure. And the infrastructure don't have nothing to do in that bill about the air. It's got the water, the bridges, and everything else, but nothing about the air. So
typically, how does the water damage happen in homes? How does it normally start?
Well, you have different ways. It can be like a small drip, a pipe, you know, a rupture in your pipes. It could be, right now we're getting a lot of hurricanes, okay, and basements being flooded. Or some people have their roof. There's a problem with their roof. And whenever it rains, you got water coming. So anywhere that's moist, you're bound to get mold. And what happens is that it just festers, and it can get, if it get real bad, okay, it can cost you a lot of money, a lot of money, you know.
So what would you typically recommend for a homeowner, for example? What should they do periodically to check for potential leaks or things like that? Do you recommend anything?
You just said it. That's the recommendation, is the prevention. If you got a leak or you've seen a leak on, you know, sometime under your sink, you know, that's where a lot of times it happens, in your bathroom, because, you know, no ventilation, you know. So there's a prevention. The prevention is first look every once in a while, check around your house to see if there's no water, you know. And if there's water, then if it's been standing there for a long time, then maybe you want to call in somebody to check out to see that if you got a mold problem, okay. And it all depends on how long. I'll say this. If you got a mold problem, don't try to clean it. Don't even touch it. Because mold is like a skunk. You know what skunk does when you touch it? It sprays. And that's what mold does. And they call myotoxins. And then what it gets all over the place. Because you ever see the people that goes into your house when the person got bad, a mold problem, a real infestation of mold? They have to put the hazmat suits. They have to put the hazmat on, all right? And if it's real bad, what they do is they start tearing down your walls, okay? Because they have to take that stuff and put it in a bag and tie it up and take it out. So now what you have is that you got your home all demolished. So that's on you to have to fix it up again. So it can become very expensive. But later in the conversation, I'm going to tell you about a technology that eliminates all that. Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
But getting back to this mold problem, is that the funny story was that I was always in. I have a partner, and my lady called him Ralph Crandom, because he's always coming with a new project. Okay, always coming with a new project, and a couple of times he comes with good products. You know, but unfortunately, most of them is before their time. And when you get into a project before its time, you know, it's never successful. And when it do become successful, okay, you're not in it no more. And one of the things that was, it was telemedicine. We was in telemedicine 4 years ago. Now COVID came, and telemedicine is big right now, you know. So certain things comes in and goes, and that's where we got our experience of, you know, when you say you make mistakes, it's not all that bad, because in life, when you make mistakes, you know, when it comes around again, you know what to do about it, you know, and that's part of life, you know. Most of your sciences and all your discoveries, I call it random elements, found about mistakes, you know. And when they was doing it, and they was doing it, and they got 1,500 tests, all right. And the wife put the dish on the potbelly stove, and he cursed her out, and he found out that was the solution that he was looking for all the time. And when you look at all the scientists, that's what happened, is that, hey, their failure became their success. So back with this mold. We was talking about the COVID-19, and my partner, what I told you, he came to me, and he told me, he said, look, I got this thing, this new technology, and I want you to look at it. And at that time, I was saying, nah, I don't want to get back into no multi-level marketing stuff no more. I'm out of it. I'm just going to go into the sunset, you know, and do a couple of projects that I had in mind to do, and that's going to be it. He kept bugging me because this guy is, you know, when he's got something, he will bug you. And he said, just look at it. Come on, Sammy, look at it. Look at it. And when I looked at it, the science on it was incredible. Because I'm a science type of guy, you know. And so what happened was this product that we have, it came out of the space station. And they had a problem in the space station growing potatoes. Nothing they did, the potatoes did not grow. So they brought some scientists up there, and they were going to figure out why these potatoes do not grow. And the problem was the pollution in the air, in the space station, because, you know, they recycle the air. And so they had to figure out a solution. So what happens when they have a problem? Usually they go to nature, because nature has all the answers. I mean, we get everything from nature. Any problem, any truth, whatever, you go back to nature and you'll find it in nature. So what they did, they took the outside atmosphere, the sun, the wind, the water, and the lightning, and they tested and said, that's how nature kills bacteria. So what they did, like we being human beings, they duplicated. They took the outside nature and brought it inside. And hold, the potatoes and everything started growing. So they found the answer to that problem. Whatever science they come up with, they look to bring it down to earth for the consumer. Your GPS was developing space. There's about 7 things in the NASA Hall of Fame, and this product is one of them. So when they bought it down, the company that I'm with, they bought the license to it, and they proved on it. So now I'll get to tell you what it is. I don't like to call it an air purifier, because once you talk about air purifiers, you know, everybody talk about the HEPA filter and all the air purifiers out there, they work on the same science, you know. And you got this machine, and they've got a fan, and it's sucking the air into the machine, and it's sucking it through the filters, and when it comes out filtered air. Technology is completely different. What it does, it takes, turn the air and the moisture into hydrogen peroxide molecules, and it push it out into the air. It used the science of gas. Gas usually travels about 1,200 feet a second. And example would be, if you in a room in your house and somebody's popping popcorn in the kitchen, and you in three rooms away, you will smell the popcorn popping. And this works on that same science, you know. And when this peroxide, hydrogen peroxide, meets the bacteria, it eradicates it. So this is what makes it a disruptive technology. because now you don't have to tear down your walls. You don't have to, if you got real infested fungus or mold two machines. I got a resin machine that you just put in. That what kind I got in my apartment. I run it 24/7. Okay, and my air is completely clean. They have another one that has a twofold. It had the same do the same thing that the one I have in my apartment, and the other one has the ozone. Now, ozone is only when you have really, really infested mold problem. So it's, with ozone, you can't be in the house when you run it. But it will. You have to take all your plants, all your living organisms, you got to take it out of your house when you do ozone. Okay? If you got roaches, it's going to kill all the roaches. If you got bed bugs, it's going to kill the bed bugs. You know what I'm saying? If you leave any plants in it, it's going to kill the plants. You know? And this is the reason why this is a technology that's going to eliminate the traditional way they remove and remediate mold. So that's it. That's really in a nutshell. But when we start talking about the other thing that me and Tiki talk about was in real estate, what's going to happen when you sell a house and the person find out that it got mold in it or it's got a mold problem, you know, then as a real estate, that you have to start looking at that, because now it's becoming a problem, and they're doing legislation on it. In other words, before you sell the house, you may have to have a written document that says that, hey, it don't have no mold in it, and the inspection was ratified, okay, before you sell the house. They have a famous case. Ed McMahon, who was Johnny Carson's sidekick, he had a water damage in his den, and he brought some people in to rectify it. What they did was they really painted over the mold with some supposed to be mold eradication paint. Well, his wife got sick, his dog died, he got sick, and he sued the company for $20 million. He got about $250,000, okay, out of the whole piece. But somebody is going to be responsible. Now, the landlord is responsible, okay, when you have your apartment, but you got to be very careful. You got to report it soon that you see it. And you got to have it in writing, because sometimes the landlord is not just of your health. And believe it or not, the reason why the black and people of color has had a bad time with COVID-19, because most of them living in environment which the air is polluted. And if you read about all the type of fungus and bacteria and mold, all of them have one thing in common. Your immune system is compromised. And once your immune system is compromised, COVID-19 could run a wreck. And that's why they saying that most of our people in our communities are most hardly, the heaviest get sick. And that's true. You know, people who you got a fire in your building, the firemen come and put it out. They don't tell you nothing about, hey, in 48 hours, the mold is going to be coming in. Okay? And the other thing is, for, you know, you have to remember when the air was bad in New York, and then what happened is they started making tight buildings, and it's like you correct one problem and you create another problem, okay? Because they start building without windows, okay? They built schools without windows, and what they created water damaged buildings, and that created a thing called sick building syndrome, and that's what we're fighting now. We're fighting sick building syndrome, and it's even worse because now we spend 90% of our time indoors. And the air indoors is worse than the air outdoors, you know. So I'm saying that is that it's important that if you have children, excuse me, if you have children, you have anybody with asthma, okay? All this stuff. If they don't have asthma and you have mold in your house and you have over a certain period of time, then it's almost sure that your children are going to catch asthma. You're going to get asthma, okay? So it's very important that we start being educated to what mold is. And what I'm doing, you know, my part in this thing is that right now in Harlem, which that's where I'm from. I'm from East Harlem. But I'm from, you know, live in Harlem, that I have a building. And what I'm doing is that I'm getting ready. I'm doing it now. I'm taking these machines and I'm going to make a pollution-free building, a building where people can come and they know once they come in there, they can be comfortable. They don't have to worry about the virus, okay? Because I said the machine killed the virus in 3 minutes. So when you come into this new building, we're going to have like a decontamination room, you know, that you'll be in there for 3 minutes. And then you'll be comfortable that, hey, man, that the whole building, it's a three-story building, you know, and when you have whatever we have in there, we're going to have you know, it's going to be multi-use space. You know, so it's going to be different activities going on there, maybe an art exhibit, something like that. And it's going to be a clean building, you know, and that's what I'm going to promote it as a clean building. And if you want to come and because people are getting tired of Zoom, you know, people want to interact with people, you know, so that's what this is going to be. And like, the other thing I can say is that this machine, it also gives us a chance to get young people to become trained in mold assessments, home inspections, because and say this is what we're inundated with. We're inundated with mold, so we need something to combat it. So I'm in this building, that's what I'm gonna set up. I'm gonna set up a training program that young adults can come in and become inspectors, become mold assessors, become home inspectors, okay? And make it a way that that even though that the machine, my machine's cost, yeah, I mean, it's for a person in our community, it's, I would say it would be there. But what I'm working on is I'm I'm trying to get funding that I could give it to the people on a rent-to-own situation, and then all they have to do is pay a small payment every month, a rent-to-own, and this way that they wouldn't be left out, okay? So that's basically what I have to say about this mold thing. You can I got a website. I got two websites, you know, that you can go to. Is that one, it's very easy, and it's my personal website, and it's called I Got Mold, the number 2.com. IGOTMOLD, the number 2.com. And from that, you'll get the same information that I'm giving you now. How, you know, having mold lead to heart failure. The stuff that you clean your home with, they call VOC, volatile contaminants, and that most everything gets into your lung and your respiratory system. And most of all, it weakens your immune system. You know, any questions?
All right. I have a few questions here for you, just so we can help educate the people a little bit more. So I wanted to go back to the situation with the attorney when he had water damage in his home. When you have water damage in your home, what should be the proper way for that to be dealt with so that, you know, you don't have the risk of having potential mold and mold spores in your home? Typically,
well, the first thing that you have to do is that, you know, if it's a flood, you know, you got to pump out the water. And then the second thing that you have to do is make sure that you have no leaks. That's prevention. That's the first thing that you can do. The second thing is that you want to dry up the environment. In other words, fans, you know, run fans. To, you know, if you got dry walls that's wet, you want to definitely dry them up as soon as possible. Because what happens is that mold starts growing in 24 to 48 hours. It don't wait, you know. So at this point is that the best they can tell you, if you read all the books and everything else, they will tell you that you have to go in there, and if you got a leak, you got to fix that first. That's the first thing that you got to do. You got to get rid of all the leaks and show up all the places where the water is on the roof and the water's coming down. You got to prepare the roof, because if you don't do that, then you just, when it rains again, okay, you'll be back to zero. You'll be back at the starting point. So it's very important that prevention. Everything that I read about this is that you got to do. You got to make sure that there's no water leaks or whatever is a problem with water. You got to clean it up. The second thing that you got to dry out that area. You know. But before that, what happens is that, Tiki, I got to say this. Before, when they came in and they cleaned up your mold, they couldn't give you no guarantee that it wouldn't come back. They could not give you no guarantee, okay, that the mold would not, you have the same problem, you know. I was on a summit, a doctor's summit. All these people was talking about their specialized way that they call it chronic illness that comes from the mold. And all these people were successful in their way of they how they diagnosed it and they and they treated it, the illness. But their problem was that after they treated the person and got the person detoxed and on the road to recovery, they had to send them back to the same place that caused the problem. And everyone that spoke at this summit, when it ended up their lecture, that's what their problem was. That they that the mold removal and the mediation people could not guarantee that the environment that they cleaned up would stay that way.
So when you have the companies that come out for mold removal, do they do any testing to see if the drywall needs to be, say, removed? Or because, I'm going back to that attorney where you said they just kind of painted over his mold and they deeper.
Let me say that was Ed McMahon, you know, Johnny Carson's sidekick.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yes.
And that's all right. Yeah, I'm just saying, but I'm saying to you, yes, they come out. You have people come out and they come out and test it. Okay. Matter of fact, when you go to my website, the new cartoon series TV series called King of the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
You go on my site. I got mold. I have that episode, and that kind of episode kind of give you what you up against. In other words, he had mold. The three people that came to inspect it, the three process that you had to go, okay, they was all in cahoots. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so a lot of times people just get messed over. Because, you know, the mold is, they're not educated in the mold, okay? And then you have to go with whatever the person says. If they said that,
well, as a consumer, what should we do to try to protect ourselves? For example, if we do have a situation with mold and we do have a company that comes in, should we be asking them to test? Should we be asking them to see the reports? What steps do we need to take to ensure our safety?
Well, what happens is that even as a real estate a person, and you say that you're going to sell a house, the person has to come in and give you a report of what he found, okay? If he found mold, he didn't, okay? And then there's certain things that you can do. I mean, they got petri dishes, okay? You can go in and put in and plant the petri dish. And do it yourself, and you can find out that, hey, man, that, you know, you'll see the mold. You'll see, you know, we got a test what we do. I take a petri
dish. Okay, so there are self-home kits that we can go out and actually purchase,
yeah.
And we can actually test the air ourselves and test in areas. I know, yes, in real estate, normally this is, and I would say for anyone that's looking to purchase any type of property, it is very, very, very important. That you get an inspection. Do not waive your inspection, even on a new home, but especially an existing home. It is very, very important for you to have that, because that is where that inspector can identify any areas where there is dampness, moistness, potential mold, or if there is current mold. So I know that this market right now is a seller's market, and sometimes, you know, people are saying, well, no, I'll just buy the home with no inspection. Your health is a lot more important than that, and I would never encourage you to do that. There was another home out there for you that you will fall in love with. Always, always get your inspection. Now, if you are an investor, sometimes, okay, we may not, you know, because you kind of know going in this is an investment property and you kind of take a risk. But even with that, you know, if you're able to get an inspection, because you want to know what you're walking into before you walk into it, so that you're not walking into a house that is full of mold and now you have to try to remedy the situation, or mold and termites. So that's just a bad combination there too. You don't want that either.
But then also, Tiki, is that you can be held responsible. Okay, you can be held responsible because it's now being part of the. You can't say, oh no, this is not. This is going to be part of the closing. This is going to be part of the inspection, and that, hey, did you have it inspected? And you say no, then you're forfeiting the contract, because it's going to be written in. Legislation is going to be written in. And don't
like currently. So currently it's not written in. So that we're clear. Currently, it's not.
State by state.
Yeah. So Texas, that is not written in. So
okay.
for me to be held liable, I would have to, as an agent, I would have to know that information. My seller would have had to tell me that information, and I withheld it from the seller's disclosure.
Okay.
If my seller does not disclose that information to me, I am not held liable, but my seller is, if it can be proven that the seller knew prior to putting this house on the market that the home had mold.
Well,
issue number one. Issue number two, hold on, give me a second. Issue
okay.
number two is, as the buyer, if I go to purchase your home and my inspection report turns out that the home has mold, and as the agent, the buyer's agent on that, I am going to let that listing agent know, hey, your house has mold. And I am going to send that part of the inspection report. Now, mind you, in Texas, the listing agents don't want the report, because at that point, we are now required as a listing agent to disclose everything that is on that report. But I would send that seller, I would send that part of the inspection report, because now I have made it knowledgeable. Now the listing agent must disclose that information. If not, that agent in Texas will be held liable.
Okay, okay. The other thing, Peaky, is that the new homes are not excluded, because the
absolutely
they,
not.
No, because they can, they, you know, a lot of times that you bringing in, you know, furniture and the equipment, the supplies that they built the house with, it's mold infested already. It has it already. So it's going to be in a couple of, as I say, in a couple of years, it's going to be the legislation on this is going to be real, real tough, because it's coming out that a lot of people are being sick. And like this COVID, it's just gonna highlight that situation of the.
So,
bad,
what are some
bad,
of the examples that you can give that might indicate potential? Because you know, as you know, like you said, mold can hide. It may not be just visible to the naked eye. So, what are some of the symptoms that people may have, children and adults?
Well, the symptoms is you know, you get cough, runny eyes, skin irritations, trouble breathing. You know what I'm saying? There's different things that you can, you know, when you go in there, it may smell musty, real musty. Okay. That that's a telltale sign that it has has mold, but the physical stuff is that you can get fatigue, okay. Always feel tired, okay. So there's certain things that, you know, if it's real bad, then what happens is that because it gets into your body, and this is the same way that it colonizes on the wall, it colonizes in your body, and it makes the blood thick. And so what goes down is that, you know, once you make your blood thick, then you're susceptible to heart problems, you know. But so things is that if the mole has a the amount of infestation, they usually can test to say that, hey, this mole has been around for a while. Okay? If you got a little patch, okay, then that may be a recent. But if you go in there and they have to take down the wall and they test your thing and it went into the construction, the way the construction material, the dry walls, mainly the siding and the dry walls, okay? It's that, you know, it could be something that, you know, the supplier, okay? Supplier may be selling you something that's mold infested from the beginning. Okay? You know, you putting up the drywall and he's giving you moldy drywall to put up. Yeah. So a lot of times it's not just from you your house got a leak. It's that, hey, you've been doing some. That's why I was saying that it's not only that. It could be the construction. It could be the things that the person is building your house with already has a mold. Also, too, is that, you know, the architecture and the engineering. You understand? They may failure to include proper ventilation in the design of the home. You understand what I'm saying? You know, it could be just negligence in the structure and the engineering. So there's a lot of things that's included. Okay.
And so, as a consumer, for example, and I heard you just say about the ventilation. What are some things that as a consumer I could do? Like, where do I need to make sure that I have good ventilation?
Well, definitely in the bathroom. Definitely okay. In the bathroom, because that's a place where you know, you always got water. You got all water, hot water, steam and stuff like that. So that is, you know, and I tell people is that, you know, when they ask me, says, okay, what should you do? I tell people like this, is that the good thing about the internet is that you can go in and put mold in it and you anything that you want. You know, and I've been on the internet for a long time. You know, I was on it with Prodigy. People don't even know about Prodigy when that video come out. But what happens is that I kind of tell my lady comes to me and says, oh, man, what about this? And I said, Google it. Google it. 2-to-1, they have somebody got a video out that tell you step by step, okay? I remember one time that I had a problem with, I usually Mac, but I had a PC that I couldn't get in. I forgot the password. I went online. A 13-year-old kid told me how to get to bypass the password. You know what I'm saying? So the internet, anything that you have a problem with, believe me, you can go on the internet and you put it in, and I believe there's nothing put on the internet that somebody maybe had that problem, and will share their results with you. Now sometimes
awesome.
You get some, you know, with the mold, okay. Now because I'm into the mold, all right. And I had to, when I was new to it, I had to do a lot of research, okay? And what happens is that a lot of times you got to cross-pollinate your information, because some people go in there and say, oh, yeah, just go get some bleach and take it off. And that may be the wrong, you may just be making the problem worse, okay?
So let's talk about that. So let's talk about the bleach. You know, I've heard that in the past that you could just put bleach on it. Can bleach help remedy some mold, or
no,
is bleach not effective at all?
You're only going to make the case worse. The thing about it is that sometimes when you do it, but like I said at the beginning, when you touch that mold first, it's like the skunk. It just sprays it out all over. That's why when you have a problem, a real problem of mold, they go with the hazmat, and what they do, they build a bubble around where the mold is, so it cannot get into any other of your home. They have to isolate it. Okay.
So I know that you said that, you know, we can go on there and Google anything. So in the past, and I've done this myself, you know, there are a lot of different websites that says that you can, you know, take care of this yourself. You can remedy the situation yourself. But like you said, that this is not the thing to do.
So with your company
comes in these situations. And let's talk about more about what your company can do in these situations
and the steps you guys take
to identify the mold.
Let me say this to you, is that if you start talking about just a mold, in other words, what we're doing is that, like I said, we have machines, okay, that the ozone, and that's really for really, really problems, okay? And the person that works with that machine, he has to be ozone certified, okay? Because he can't just go in there and say, okay, I'm gonna give you the machine and you buy the machine and you just turn it on and what you call it. No, because the person should be certified. Hold on a second, please.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, I'm back. The person should be certified and know what he's doing. But if you're just talking about you don't have mold, but it's in its infant stage, then the machine that we have will kill it. Okay, if it's in the air, it will kill it. You know, I'm just talking about when you go in there and you see your whole ceiling is got black, is blacking. Okay, then you know that hey. You got to go out there and see, the thing I would say to you is that if you had that, call a couple of people. In other words, they'll give you an estimate. They'll come in, look at it, and tell you an estimate. I'm saying to you is that because this company is new, that you can, you in Texas, that if somebody, whoever's in the country, anywhere in the country, if they come to me, then I will put them with somebody in our company in their area that works with my company. You know, because we're in almost every state, okay, of the union. You know, but I would say if I had mold right now. Okay, and I wanted to, most of the mold removers and remediation companies, they will come in and give you an estimate. Okay, do you got mold? Do you don't have mold? But I would never do it with just one person. I would ask a couple of come in and inspect it, because then this way you'll get a. If they both come with the same ballpark, then you can. But then if somebody comes with out of the space and the other guy is in on the earth, then you have to, you know, that's your protection, because somebody is not telling the truth, you know. But I would always get two people to come in and what you call it, give me an estimate of do I have more than that. Because that, right now, that business, it's not what you call regulated, okay? What happened with what we were doing, my machine, it cost $1,500, okay? But that's all it's going to cost, okay? Besides, if you bring somebody in to test whatever he's going to charge you, but it's only going to cost you $1,500, okay? Yeah, and that's it. But the thing about it is that once you got the machine, you don't have to worry about the mold coming back. You understand? It can guarantee that you're not going to have the mold coming back. And this is what.
Okay, so what makes the company that you have different from like the mold removal companies and remediators? What is the difference between you two?
Between us two is that it's horse and buggy and car. Okay. That is the state of the of what they have been doing for the umpteen years on how they deal with the mold removal and remediation. Now we're in the 21st century, and this, as I said at the beginning, this is a disruptive technology. So it's just like, hey, for umpteen years, they was dealing with typesetters. The computer came in, you don't hear about typesetters no more, okay? You know, so there's a lot of things that you know, you used to go to the library, Amazon, you know, not the library, the bookstores. You know, you had Borders, you had, you know, all these other bookstores. Where they at? You know, Amazon took them out of the picture. So as technology comes, then either those people that is in that business, either they're going to have to do a shift to the new technology, or in coming years, they're going to be extinct, like the horse and buggy. Okay, because this is a proven technology. So this is going to be that. Hey, most of the time, you can do it yourself, and have guarantees. They can't guarantee it. Once they leave, they can't tell you that, hey man, you're not going to have mold again, or your house is not going to be polluted.
So with your technology, with your company, this is something that we're able to self-serve, and we can actually do this process ourselves?
Yes.
That's one thing that makes you different from the other companies.
Else.
That,
yes.
Yeah. Okay. So from a technology.
They have to bring a team in and what you call it. You're talking about setting up a machine. My machine in my house runs 24/7. And the electricity that it uses is a 60-watt light bulb. A 60-watt light bulb, you know. And I think I sent you, the videos that how my machine works, Kiki?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's all together different from all the air purifiers that's out there. The thing about it is that because of the structure of the business, that you're not going to see it on Amazon. You're not going to see the advertisement. I am the advertisement, okay? I am the advertisement, and we are sole source. You can't get this machine no place else, okay? You got to come to somebody like me to sell it to you. Yep. So that's why people say, well, we never heard about you. I say, yeah, the company could go and be on the advertising on the Super Bowl, okay? But they'd rather give me the money. So I'm not mad with them, Tiki, okay? I'm their advertisement. And that's why I'm doing the building. The building is going to be my advertisement. That you can have a clean building. You can have a clean, you can go home and you don't have to worry about, hey, anybody coming in there with COVID, somebody coming to visit you and got it. No, soon they get through the door. Okay? This is on this.
All right. Well, we're currently at the top of the hour, and we're going to come back and lead with that once you come back. So I know Dr. Robinson, Dr. Winburn, we're at the top of the hour where we do our announcements. And so we'll go ahead and let them take it from here, and we'll be back here shortly.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
Entertainment, worldwide, network, we all live, we in your speakers, and on your mind, 10 o'clock, we on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Ray. I'm on Cayman with the NWA, Dr. Dre and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Thing, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? It's your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Chuckle Traps.
This your peace, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
It's your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Miles.
Yo, what's good? It's Severe Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hamster Knife.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Wreck.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooney.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog. This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You dig?
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Child.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled Sag Pants Equals a Sag Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5176. 5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don, Jr. CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, and the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is SoSeductiveLive.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. SoSeductiveLive has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiana Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so SoSeductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners. And how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success. And experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Entertainment worldwide. work. We on live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. 10 o'clock.
All right, well, good evening, and thank you guys for coming back to the second round. We are talking about clean air, how to make sure that if we do have mold in the house, how we can remedy the situation. So we're going to go ahead and bring back Mr. Sammy so he can continue to talk about the steps we can do to take to make sure that we handle mold appropriately.
Well, you know, Tiki, I'm just going to go back, and we're talking about the consumer, okay? Say you a property inspector. If you hire a property inspector to inspect your home before you bought it, company is liable, maybe liable to you if they miss the mold infestation. You need to carefully, I'm going to say this again, you need to carefully review the property report, especially the language in the beginning regarding the scope of the inspection and any disclaimer. Okay? That's for the consumer. Even in condominiums, okay? Because of the special statute of the owner in the condominium complex, condo association may be on the hook for any mold infestation, especially if it occurs in the common area. You know, so this mold thing is like I said, is going to be coming, even if it's not dictated by the law, the states is becoming so prevalent that, you know, the states are going to outline the rights and responsibility of both the landlord and the tenant. Okay, at some point, you know, it's going to be on the responsibility on the tenant if he sees it to report it, and it's going to be the responsibility on the landlord to take care of it. If not, in some states, is that you can take care of it and take it out of your rent, you know. So you know, so sometimes it's that you can, if you're about your health, okay, then you're gonna take the initiative, you know, and clean it up, and give them the bill, okay, whatever your rent is for that month, then hey, you deduct that from your rent, and if they take you to court, they're gonna lose because hey. The court is gonna be, if you got the proof and you got the paperwork, okay, then your health is gonna be more important than the money. Because some people are cheap, believe me. You know, I was living in a brownstone at one time, and I noticed that. I had three buildings, three brownstones, and it had one boiler servicing all three buildings. And I have to say that the guy was wealthy that owned the buildings. He in the area that he owned many buildings in the area, so he was wealthy, but he was cheap. And what happened is that the soot from the boiler not being calculated, I started seeing mold on my computer and my TV screen. And then after that, he made the building more sophisticated. He sufficient. He put new windows in it. Yes, and he just made it worse because now where this soot could get out through the cracks in the windows, it had no place to go. And then you see that the mold, the soot was on lining on the walls and everything. You know, so that was in my first thing that I had to move because he wasn't taking care of it properly. You know, but sometimes landlords, you know, they money over people. You know, and that's I feel that's what's wrong with this country. There's a lot of times that they do not. That's the way to go. They so greedy for money that they have jeopardized your life, you know, for that whole money dollar. But you know, in the long run, they can't take it with them. You know, they go back out like the same way they came in. So, you know. But any questions? Any other questions that you have? You know, I'm here. Like I said, if I can't answer it, I know that the best advice I can give you is that, you know, Google it. You understand? Google it. You know, but this is a major problem. Believe me, this is a major problem in our community. You know, and my endeavor is to try to do whatever I can to remedy it, you know, because you know, I got some ideas that how I can make a little dent in it, you know, and the problem is real big, but the people are gonna have to get on their elected officials to make this a priority.
Okay, awesome. Well, we can open up the phone lines and text and see if anyone has any questions for Mr. Sammy on tonight.
All right. We're going to open the mic of our first one in line is 718-350. 718-350. Get ready. We're going to open up your mic. 718-350. Welcome to the call. Your comments or questions?
Yes. Good evening. I hope everybody is well this evening. My question, because I'm just getting on, I didn't hear all the whole story with regards to the mold. But being in the position that I'm in, at times I have to use an asbestos person or a lead person. But regarding to mold, usually you have two types of mold. You got the green mold and black mold. And depending whether it is on sheetrock or on your foundation wall, what have you, it's in the, here for it's been treated differently. I understand that there's this atomizer that you have, the product that you have, can clear that. But is it not a different process as far as material and labor, depending if it's on sheetrock, then the foundation wall, because now you got to do a little demolition on sheetrock, because it's saturated with so much moisture, the sheetrock can't stay there, or you got to cut it out. That's also part of a cost, from what I understand. But from what I'm hearing from you, this product that you have, or machine that you have, that runs 24/7. You know, that would be good in areas where there is a lot of moisture, or you have a lot of your water table is different in one area than the other area, and mold seeps through the walls and stuff like that. In that type of position. And that heavy density position, like that. How efficient is your machine and product taking on that?
When you say, you know, it all depends on the density of the mold. You got green mold. You got the worst mold is the black mold.
It's the black mold,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, that's the one that gets them into your system. and wreak havoc. Well, what I was saying to you at the beginning, and I think you wasn't on it, is that, yeah, I don't have mold in my house, but I, you know, most indoor air quality has pollutants in the air. When you start talking about mold and you talk about wild walls and foundations, what happens is that the dry walls, if the old way that they used to do it, is that if it's very bad, if the infestation is very been around for a long time, and that's when they put your house in a bubble and try to isolate where the mold is.
Yeah,
and then you start tearing down. If it's drywall, they start taking the wall down. And that's when it becomes very expensive. If it's on the foundation wall, okay, is that they'll use a different method. I'm talking about the old way. But I gathered that he wasn't on at the beginning, that one of the machines is an ozone machine, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you have the mold problem is very bad, okay, is that ozone will kill all the mold. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're getting
the background noise from somewhere. Yeah, I'm in my home. I don't have a room where I can just set.
What I'm saying is that they have to come in and they have to destroy your house. They have put you in a bubble so the spores they're getting to another part of your house, and they'll isolate you and put you in a bubble. I'm saying that with this machine, because it's ozone, it kills all the mold, and then after the mold is killed, then you can come in with a vacuum cleaner because it's the mold is dead, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you can come with a high power vacuum cleaner, okay,
to get
the mold out. What happens is if the other way, okay, is that then you become And then because they can't kill the mold, they'll get a high HEPA vacuum cleaner, okay? And they'll suck the mold into it, but the mold is still alive. You know?
Yeah.
Our machine is that it kills everything, okay? You don't have to be tearing down walls or anything like that, okay? And when the mold is killed, then it's easy to handle. You can talk about the bleach and all that type of stuff. You okay? And they got such a material that you can paint on it and it'll just take it off. But if mold is alive, you understand, you're in trouble. But the first thing that you got to do is that you got to go in there and fix all the leaks, any broken pipes, and if you got an area that was humid, you get a fan and dry it out, because mold cannot survive in a dry climate. Okay.
Yeah.
And so the machine that I'm talking about is that it works both ways. It works. I got a machine in here that don't have ozone on it. Okay, it just, if you didn't hear how it works, it hydrogen peroxide oxidizes molecules. Okay, so that, and it's always projecting that out. So it's 24/7 that my house is always being sanitized. Okay. So what happens is that after you got rid of the mold, then your house is being always sanitized. And because the machine, the science, it not only kills the mold and the fungus and the bacteria in the air, but it also kills it on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you don't have to worry. You know, it's like when we do restaurants, they have to wipe it down all the time.
Yeah,
no, you have to wipe it down because this machine kills it on the surface and the air. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know? So I hope I answered your question.
And you, yes, you did. You know, as far as the blanket is, you did. I thank you very much.
Let me give you the other site if y'all are interested in it. Okay, my one site that gives out information is called IGotMold2.com.
Easy to remember.
Okay. But the other site has when you want to purchase the machine and the other. See, we got three machines. When I go out, I got a personal one that I put around my neck.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And what it does is that it's iodine, and it kills 360 degrees around me. I'm protected.
Mm-hmm.
Where I call it my maskless mask. Even though I have a mask on, I have this machine working anytime I go out, anytime my lady goes out. Then they have another machine we call a portable. It works the same way that the big one, but it only covered 500 feet, square feet.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put it in your car. There are many cab drivers use it because they don't know who's coming in their car. And I as I said before, it kills the virus in three minutes. And then the big machine it's not really big, is a compact machine. That one costs $1,500, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the one that I use in the house, and it's run 24/7. And the only type of expense on your electricity is like running a 60 watt light bulb.
Is there any licensing required for this? Do you have to have a particular license or so on to upgrade
this? This is consumer. This is a consumer. The same way that you would, unless you're dealing with the ozone, and most of the time we won't even sell you the ozone. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But this is don't have no license. This is a consumer product. It's a product the same way that you go out there and buy an air filter. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
At the hardware store. You know, this is the same thing. But what happens with the other, and I hate do comparisons. Okay, most of those filters is a MERV 13 filter. Okay, and that is more the recommended filter to bring the air into the machine and catch the pollutants. What happens is that they use a MERV 15.
Mm-hmm.
That means that it's going to be harder for the machine, the fan, to push the air through the filters.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that means that, hey, now you're talking about your electricity. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about, you're solving one thing, but you're going to pay more for the electricity. This one, like I said, is a 60-watt bulb, okay? And I run mine 24/7. And I'm saying to you is that, you know, I don't have no anxiety, I have no stress, okay? Because it's been proven that it worked. And how we proved it worked is that, hey, I had a Petri dish that I put down before that I used it, and it showed me what type of pollution I had in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put another Petri dish down after I started using it, and it came out clean.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
telling me that it's working, that it worked.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay, thank you.
And I'll give you the other, you know, if you're interested in purchasing it or looking at my website. There's one website, like I said, igotmold2.com. But to purchase it, and you can, on this other site is my purchase site. It's www.v=old, l=long, a=apple, r=red, a=apple.com /ARSAMI, and Sammy is spelled S-A-M-I.
Okay.
And that'll get you to my site where you can buy it. You can see the other products that we have and all the proof of the labs and all the tests that they have performed to let you know that the product works.
Okay. All right. That's great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem. You're welcome. Any more questions?
All right, let me see if we got anybody else. We got some callers. They've been going in and out. So right now, I think that's it. This other person that's in the queue, I think they're calling from a computer device. But we're going to open that mic and welcome the caller. There's no number. I think it's a 1111111. So you're calling from some type of device. If you're calling from a device and you can tune in or speak, I don't think that you can. Now is the time to do so. I have a question. When you're talking about the air and the air purifier and you're talking about COVID, you know, there's some people believe that the air only, you know, this is only going to take care of the inside. What about the, can you give me more information about the thing you said you wear around your neck? When you're outside, what exactly does that do? It purifies the parameter that's around your neck.
Yes, it purifies the, you know, it's the vents target up to my face. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And it sends out the charged ions, positive and negative ions, and whatever. It's protecting me from you, and it's protecting you from me.
Uh-huh.
So, because whatever goes out, it's you know, the carbon or whatever, it kills it, and it takes it right down to the ground.
So
it's my extra protection. I wouldn't want to get into it, but I haven't taken the test. I haven't taken the shot.
Okay, I'll let you know.
I haven't taken a shot, but I'm being cautious. And this machine is my kind of my protection. Okay, other words, when I go outside, even my lady, she wears it all the time. I don't go out. We got a note on the door. Don't forget your air freshener. Yep.
So let's take it a step further, and let's add some conspiracy theories into this. Might as well, we're on the radio. Let's go for it, right? What would be the effect or the protection? You know, as some people say that what we're experiencing with COVID is kind of planned, and part of what we're breathing in is the chemtrails that we see that have been spread across the sky. Is there any science to that? And would your, and let's say that theory is right, would your apparatus, your product prevent against that?
Well, we're talking about in the house. In other words, we're talking about the product around my neck.
Well, I'm talking about the product around your neck and wearing it out in the public, And there's some people that are feeling as though, I don't know, are you familiar with the chemtrails?
The chemtrails from the airplanes.
From the airplanes, right.
Yeah, airplanes.
Right.
Yeah, I heard about that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying to you is that with this, I'm protected because we're talking about anything that's foreign, okay? That's a pollutant that this is taking care of, okay? I mean, I know there's some theories about it, okay? And I really don't get into you know, I said that I didn't get the shot, okay? And,
right.
And not that I'm a what they call anti-vaccination because, you know, I'm 80 years old, brother. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm 80 years old, pills. Okay. And I kind of took care of myself. Okay. Now, I have to say this is that, you know, the medical establishment has not really been kind to us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
when I'm talking about people of color, okay?
Right. Okay.
So I have a what you call, from my experience, and like I said, I'm 80 years old, okay? So my experience with the medical establishment, okay? If they would listen, if I would have listened to them, I would have a table full of pills, okay.
Right.
Okay. The other thing is that the worst thing you need is good insurance, because they find out you got good insurance, they turn you around the horn. Okay. You know, and I'm telling you stuff that I experienced, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
In my lifetime, I mean, I have been to doctors and tried this 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 and tried this. You understand? Come on.
Right.
You understand? You know? So the pharmacy and the doctors have not been, you know, kind to us, and I think sometimes our memory is you know Johnson & Johnson, they could never give me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They could never give me anything.
Didn't they just put that in the lawsuit with the powder?
Yes. They could never give
and
me that, nothing.
And now they want to give me a vaccine?
No, well, you let me say this to you, and I'm not you know, I did certain things in my life, you understand, because my environment, okay, when I was coming up, It kind of
dictated.
Okay, but mm-hmm. you know something is that I learned that the drug dealers always give you the first one free.
Mhm.
Okay, then we do the first one free. The second thing is that I do my due diligence. I mean, I just did not take it because I didn't take it. But and what I believe is that it's experiment. It has not been the traditional way that they have created vaccines.
Mm.
This is mm-hmm. modified. This is a modified genetic.
Right.
Okay.
And modify
the
DNA.
Yes, and you know, in this life, brother, I learned that everything that you do got consequences. Okay.
Amen to that.
And you may not, mm-hmm. and you may not know what the consequences is. So when you tell me, if I ask you what the long term consequences of this is, you okay? You tell me that mm-hmm. you don't know.
Right.
Okay. To you is that when my mother, God bless her, she had cancer, the doctors had us in the room, and this was nuclear surgeons, okay, and they was telling me and my sisters about what they was going to do to my moms, and my mother was, she had this last word, so I couldn't really say anything.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, we're going to do this, and if it don't work, we're going to do that. If that don't work, we're going to do this, you know, and we're going to do that. And then at the end, they had the nerve to tell me, did I understand?
Well, what I understand is that they don't know what they're doing.
They didn't know what they were doing, okay? So I see the same thing in this thing right now because, they, you know, now they're talking about a third shot.
Right, and a variant.
And other
variants. So what they're saying is that this particular virus mutates. Like every time you get a vaccine for it, it mutates into a different variant.
So it told me that it don't work.
Right, the vaccine don't work. Right.
That's what it's telling me, that it don't work. Is every time that you saying to me that you cut. Look here, they doing gene therapy. Okay, they snip some of your DNA. Okay, and they replace it with something else. What happens with another part of your body that you don't even know that is affected by you snipping this part?
Right. What I think about when I think of that, I think of as they're changing the DNA, then they're changing the DNA in the genome pool, and now it's affecting my offspring. And my children, and my children's children, and my children's 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 children.
Yeah, well, I mean that's.
And we lined up to do it. We got in line and let them do it.
My brother, I told people, go and look at this movie called. It's a Twilight Zone movie, Talk to Serve Man. Mm-hmm. And. It's a movie about these people came from outer space and they was doing everything right for, you know, wars and stop pain and stop everything, okay? And they gave them a little book and they had to recite decipher the book.
Mm-hmm.
So they deciphered it and it says to serve man. And so they were still trying to figure out what the book was about, the inside of the book. And the top guy that was on the research, he was getting ready to get on the ship. And his assistant told him, "Oh no, don't get on. We ciphered what the book was about. And to serve man was a recipe. It was a recipe book. You do say to me." And this is come with the age. It don't register, okay?
Right.
You know, and I all I can say this is, man, I'll take my chances with God. I think He knows more about this than anybody else.
Than Fauci.
You know. You know, that's what I become 80. That's where I put my trust in. Okay, because before we came here, we didn't have nothing. These people are thinking that they are the master of the universe, and they still, I like I said before, yes, we got the knowledge because the people who got this product. They went and replicated the outside nature. Now we didn't make that. We didn't have nothing to do with the nature. The nature is there. We just have the ability to decipher and break it down and harness it. The same way that we looked at the beaver and the beaver made the dam, and what we did was we duplicated, but in a bigger theater. You know?
So the reception that you're getting from customers, I mean, are they saying, yes, I got to have it, I don't know, let me think about it? What are they saying when you're talking to them about this and you tell them that, listen, this just can clear the air and get rid of COVID.
Well, the science is there. You know, the science is there. So once you have the science, you can't. If you dispute it, if you dispute 1 and 1 is 2, okay, then I can't say nothing to you because you know your logic is off. You know what I'm saying? So that's, I don't get no joy in arguing with people. You understand? I just say, hey man, this is the facts that I know. That, hey man, the reason I got into it was because it was science based, okay, and it duplicated what nature automatically does. So, you know, everything that got to go back to the common denominator. And when you go back to the common denominator tell you if it's right or wrong. And then you gotta decide. I'll say one thing about this, okay, and this mandatory vaccination. Okay. For me being a person of color, I just got my freedom. You hear what I'm saying? I just got my freedom. The only thing that I have in my life is deciding what I'm going to do. Okay? If I say yes, I'm going to do it, or no, I'm not going to do it. Once you mandatory that I have to do something, you're taking my freedom. You took my freedom away from me. You know? And I got a problem with that.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you. And then we can give others the advice and take freedom away. We can talk about the police. We can talk about the attitude of the police, you know, the abuse of the meaning that they take it. You know, a lot of these things, but we're not going to go there because we don't want to turn teaching show into the civil rights movement. Which we talked to you about real estate, but you know, a lot of ways, a lot of these things are connected.
Oh, everything's connected. Everything in the universe is connected, brother. Okay? Mm-hmm. There's nothing that's not connected. The problem is that they have separated everything. Mm-hmm. Okay? But really, everything is connected. Okay? And you know, what can I tell you, man? You know, I'm living my life. I'm trying to be stress free. I don't want to be that's what messed up your immune system. This stress and this fear, they compromise everybody's immune system, man. I mean, anytime that you talk about it, they talking about fear. You know, so it's almost like looking at the Living 1984, the movie.
The apparatus, and I guess I'm stuck on one that you were outside. Does it work? Is it differential in how it works in the winter and as opposed to the summer, the colder months as opposed to the warmer months?
I'm sorry, you kind of muffled.
All right, what about now? Is that a little clearer? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
The apparatus that we wear around the neck, what you're talking about, when we're outside, does the functionality differentiate as far as effectiveness in the wintertime as opposed to the summer?
No, it's the same. No, it's no difference. It's no difference because it's ionized and it's what I do is that every night that I come in, I plug it in and recharge it. So it has. I make sure I have a full charge.
And the full charge lasts you how long?
At least 12 hours.
Or 12 hours.
Yeah, I have never, let me say, since I've been wearing it, I have never wore out the charge, okay? Because I haven't really been out that, you know, that long, you know. I may have been out 8, 9, 10 hours, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I come back in, I make sure I put it on the charger.
Great. And I'm assuming that the business has been good.
Yes, and like I said, I'm more, you know, because of my age, I'm more, you know, I did that, made money, you understand, and did all that, you understand. Mm-hmm. Now, most of the time when I do stuff is about how can I get other people employed. How can I set up programs that other people can you know, train in that can benefit from it, okay? And this I feel that this product right now is because of the change, a game changer, okay? That, and the other thing is that the opportunity, whereas if you want to go into business, it always costs you X amount of dollars, okay? To go into this business doesn't cost you anything. All you gotta do is sign up, and you come a distributor, and you can sell to schools. You know, they got certain everything has certain compliance, okay? What you can do, what you can't do. But it don't cost you anything to become part of the opportunity, and you it's no limited of who you can sell to. You can sell to, if you want to sell it one by one, or you want to sell it to a franchise or government or school. You can pitch it. You just got to stay within the compliance of the of how you pitch it, but other than that, you got no limit. We have no limit, you know. And my thing is that I'm building this clean air building, okay. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be my draw of people coming from all over the world, because Harlem is a tourist attraction, and I'm going to do things to the building to make people want to come to see the building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when they come in, I got a decontamination room that they have to go in to be decontaminated, okay? And as they in the room, they're going to get a short presentation, a four-minute video on the product. And then they can go to whatever event that's happening in the building. It may be an art show or whatever, but everybody have to come through the decontamination detox room.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm doing, and I'm trying to make the I believe in the product so much so that I'm attempting to make sure that people of color and people that's on a fixed income, that's what I'm focusing on, people with a fixed income and people who have children with asthma, okay, that can't afford the product, that I will make it available on a rent-to-own situation. In other words, you would rent it maybe for $25 a month, okay? And you have the use of it, and you'll be renting it, and when you make the final payment, it's yours. So that's what I'm working on right now, okay? So it will be in the hands of people that wouldn't be able to afford it, but need it.
Why don't you give the website one more time?
Well, I got two websites. The website that I created is called www.igotmold2.com. That's the number two, IGOTMOLD, the number two .com. If you want to purchase the machine or the one I have around the neck, we got all three of them on this website. It's called www.V as in Victor, O as in Old, L as in Long, A as in Apple, R as in Red, A as in Apple.com/ARSammy. Can we go on? Hello?
Yeah, ARSammy.
Are we still there?
Yeah, we're still there. Can you hear?
Yes, we're here.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I just got something that came on my, I thought it was from y'all. I'll say it again. www.V as in Victor, O as in O, L as in Long, A as in Apple, R as in Red, A as in Apple.com/ARSammy. S-A-M-I, A-R-S-A-M-I. And that's the website where you can purchase if you want to purchase. And if you also want to look at the opportunity, then you have to email me and I'll talk to you.
Thank you, brother.
Any more questions?
Well, Dr. Sammy, thank you so much for all the great information that you gave us on tonight. I know I'll be checking out your website because I'm definitely someone that has allergies, and I definitely want some clean air in my home. So, guys, I hope you were able to grab onto some of those great gems that he dropped in regards to clean air and what to look for if you have mold and how he can help to remedy the situation and also help you to have clean air in your home. So, again, thank you for a great show. Thank you for coming on and being a guest. It has been a great pleasure talking to you on tonight.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. All right. Well, we are wrapping up. Got a couple more minutes here. I just want to let everyone know, thank you again for coming on to All About Real Estate with Tiki Williams. We plan on having a lot more guests. I would love to hear from everybody and to see about topics that you would like for us to talk about on the show. So if you have anything of interest, please let us know different topics that you would like for us to discuss. And we'll be more than happy to talk about them and have special guests on so that we can keep the people knowledgeable